The lawsuit dates back 4 years, but the issue of drilling on the Rome Plateau goes back to the early days of the George W. Bush administration. Federal District Judge Marcia Krieger says she'll decide whether the Bureau of Land Management followed the correct process, not whether the agency made the right decision to lease the land. Michael Freeman is an attorney with Earth Justice and represented the environmental community.
There's no question oil and gas development is going to proceed on public lands, and there's a lot of drilling already going on. What the conservation and the sportsman community on this case are pushing for is a balanced approach.
Freeman argues that the BLM didn't fully analyze how natural gas drilling would impact air quality and wildlife in the region, especially given the Rhone's critical habitat for large herds of elk and mule deer.
These are really national park quality lands. We think they deserve protection, and just like we wouldn't turn Mesa Verde into an oil field, we shouldn't turn the Rhone into an industrial zone.
The BLM wouldn't comment because of the case's legal status, but representatives for the energy industry say the BLM plan is already very restrictive and has strong environmental stewardship, noting that only 1% of the Rhone's plateau would be disturbed at any given time. Republican State Representative Ray Scott of Grand Junction says moving ahead with the project is important to the local economy.
What we are is an energy community, which is oil, gas, coal, and other natural resources, and that's what we are. So we have to develop those to have a vibrant economy in Western Colorado.
Well, the Rhone Plateau is a beautiful place, right? But there's a lot of drilling up there already.
That's Governor John Hickenlooper. He says his office is monitoring the case, but he'll wait to comment until the judge issues a ruling. He says he does believe there could be a middle ground for both sides.
There might be a way to harvest some of that natural gas that they think is down there without doing very much disturbance at all to the top. We should explore that and see whether that's possible.
The Bill Barrett Corporation, which owns most of the leases on the Rhone, and the environmental community did try to negotiate a settlement a few years ago, but reached an impasse. It's not clear when the judge will issue a ruling, but she says she hopes to do it quickly. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.